Do you want to unmute yourself, Paige? I mean, mute yourself? There we go, just in case we don't get feedback. So welcome, everybody, to August 2nd, the day after Yamas, the day after the Andean New Year. Yesterday, August 1st, was also Pachamama's birthday. And so I posted a video on my YouTube channel, if any of you are interested. It's a practice that I like to do. It's an Andean practice that I learned that they usually do on the Day of the Dead, but I also do it on the Andean New Year, and I really do it anytime I need a reset. So I just want you to know that's available. If I think of it, I'll post it in the Facebook group. And I want to tell everybody thank you for being so active in the Facebook group, for those of you who are being active. I really appreciate it. It's been really helpful to me to see what's going on with everybody, to read about what you're experiencing, to see you share with each other and support each other. It's been really inspiring to see each of you support each other and send your healing teams and help each other out in that way. That's really neat. It's also helped me see where everybody is on the journey and what's making sense and what maybe isn't making sense, or things that you want more info about, and also just the confirmations. I don't know if Jen is here. I don't see her here. She might be working. But she was just messaging me before we got started, and I know Marianne and a lot of you have been sharing different things that have been happening that are kind of blowing your minds. And really, that's exactly what this is about, is to get into that zone, that vortex where miraculous, magical, synchronistic things are happening all the time, and it just becomes your norm. And I love that. So I'm loving seeing what's happening for each of you. I'm loving watching you interact with each other, and it really helps me feel closer to each of you. It helps me gauge where you want to go next and just see how this program is supporting each of you. And I really appreciate that. When people don't interact on the Facebook page, I don't feel as connected with them. So I really appreciate everybody doing that. It's been a lot of fun to feel that energy amp up. So instead of doing what we've been doing, where I answer a lot of questions and things like that, I feel like for this one, I'd just love to do a shamanic journey. If it takes the full 75 minutes, that's great. And if it only takes about 45 minutes or an hour, that's okay too. What I was feeling was the energy of, you know, we have a lot of Leo energy right now. We have a lunar eclipse coming up. We have a solar eclipse coming up. There's the energy of the harvest. There's a lot of movement right now and a lot of busyness and a lot of go, 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 and that fiery energy that we're in the heat of the summer, at least in this hemisphere. If you're elsewhere where you're in the cold of the winter, then you're in a completely different experience than we're in the northern hemisphere right now. But so I really wanted to do a shamanic journey that will help you ground. I want to help you practice activating your energetic grid, which we've gone over in previous sessions, and you can activate that grid. Get you tapped in with your guides and see what flows. I'm going to completely channel whatever we do. I might sing a little bit just to hold space. And if I do, you can just journey, talk to your guides, see where they want to go, ask for gifts, ask for healing support. If you fall asleep, that's okay. If you're exhausted, that means you needed to rest. If you've been healing from a sickness and you fall asleep, that just means you needed to rest. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. You'll still receive the energy. But it felt to me like this would be a really good time to just ground everybody and get us super in our bodies, activate your energetic grids, call in your healing team. And just a reminder, if you're not sure who your healing team is, ask your guides who would like to be a part of it. Anybody can be part of your healing team. If you want to work with the Munari, work with the Munari, your own personal guides, animal totems, ancestors, anybody you want to work with. Invite in your healing team today and really, really keep creating personal relationship with them. the key to this is personal relationship. So the more you do this, the more you'll feel that sense of personal relationship and the easier it will be to feel your guides with you all the time. I don't have to shamanic journey to do all the stuff we're doing because I've been doing this for so long that I get clear guidance, I get consistent guidance, I get psychic guidance, I get intuitive guidance. I get it all the time because I've done all these practices that we're doing. And I'm able to work with it in such a way that I can literally be connecting with guides while I'm in the supermarket. I can live in the experience of two different realms, even though it's really not different. But I can live in those experiences now in my daily life. So that's ideally where I would like to get you all to, so that it becomes just your norm, so that it's not such a big deal to tap in with your guides and really help you get clear with that. So I'm going to put this on speaker view so that I don't see everybody moving around and doing like, this is what the screen looks like to me right now with everybody getting up, going to the bathroom, get it? So I'm gonna just, now all I can see is Paige. That's fine. Just keep smiling, Paige. I'm just teasing. And let's do a journey. Let's get you tapped in with your guides. If you hear this, that's just my shakalpa. Might be in the background. You might hear one of my rattles. Here's one of my rattles. This is the rattle I've had for almost 17 years. I have a lot of rattles. I love rattles. But if you hear that noise in the background, that's just me holding space for the journey as well. Great. So, breathe into your bellies. Oh, I just got a text message from my yard guy that he's coming to mow. Sorry. Sorry, let me text him. That is such perfect timing, because if he showed up, we were in the middle of a journey, all you would hear is mowing. And he just texted and said he was heading my way. So I'll ask him if he can come tomorrow. Here's the deal. This is how life works. Chop wood, carry water. I live in a house. I have a yard that gets mowed. So if he says, if he doesn't get this message and he shows up tonight, I'm going to close the windows and keep you in your shamanic journey, and I want you to stay focused on your guides. Don't worry about the distractions. If he shows up and starts to mow and it's part of the meditation, then it's part of the meditation. And I will do my best to close up everything so you won't hear it. But, oh no, he's going to come tomorrow. Okay, great. But here's the thing. If he had shown up tonight, that would be a perfect example of let it all be part of the meditation. And I was just going to let you know, because I would be leaving you for about 2 minutes in your journey to go close everything up. And I trust that you all would have been able to handle that. So it's all part of the meditation, and it's really a great practice in staying grounded, because that's how life works. So fortunately, I have a really sweet yard guy. I have about 3 acres to keep up with. That's why I have a yard guy come. So take a moment and breathe into your bellies. Ground your energy. And really check in that you're breathing into your belly. You don't have to breathe hard. You don't have to breathe fast or heavy, but really bring that breath all the way down into your belly. And send energetic roots down into the earth, like a great tree. Just send those roots into the earth. And feel yourself root into the earth like a great tree. And really imagine that, feel that, visualize that. And feel how your energy just starts to ground and sink down and settle. And you might even feel yourself getting heavier, which is great. Just enjoy that sense of being firmly rooted into Pachamama. And as you send your energetic roots into Pachamama, tell her happy birthday. Happy Pachamama Day. And you'll feel the energy of the earth flowing up those roots back into your body in sacred reciprocity, in Aini, that beautiful circle of energy that as you flow down into the earth, she flows back up into you so that you're truly connected and held as one energy. And what I was reminded of in Peru is that the earth, Pachamama, loves to eat hucha. Hucha is the stuck energy. It's not bad or good. It just feels stuck. So any hucha, just let it flow down into the earth from wherever you're sitting. It can come from the base of your spine. It can come out the soles of your feet. However you want to send that into Pachamama, let that hucha feed the earth. If you're tired or you're cranky or you're stressed or you're confused or you feel a sense of lack or you're holding on to things you want to stop holding on to, whatever the hucha is that feels stuck, breathe gently into your belly and just flow that hucha into the earth. And just feel how Pachamama just eats it up. It's like a dessert. She loves it. It feeds her. And as the earth is fed, you are fed by the earth. And so just imagine that sacred circle between you and the earth. This is such a beautiful, powerful practice that I encourage you to do every day, especially if you need help staying in your body and staying present. And if you are seeking physical or emotional or energetic healing of any kind, call in the Munari right now to circle up around you and support you. And let them know what you would like help with, any physical healing, any mental or emotional support. If you would like to clear some old programs that feel limiting and activate some programs that feel good and expansive, let the Munari know, and they will start working on you right now in psychic and energetic surgery. If you have any addictions or attachments that you're ready to transmute and transform, let the Munari know. Depression, sadness, loneliness, fatigue, whatever it is. And breathe into your belly. Connect with your heart and your solar plexus and activate your energetic grid. Imagine that energetic grid that is in your body and light it up just like laser beams. Just turn it on and activate your energetic grid. And then continue to expand that grid and activate it beyond you. Just keep it flowing. You've activated your whole house, your neighborhood, the state that you live in. And continue to activate and expand that energetic grid. Until it encompasses the whole planet. And you can just keep extending it into the universe and just feel how everything is a grid of energy and we're just a piece of it. We're just a thread in that mosaic of the grid. And just see it all lit up, bright and activated, expansive and full of light. And breathe into that. Stay grounded while you do this practice. Don't leave your body. Stay in your body while you expand your energy. That is the practice. Good. Very good. And reconnect with your body, keeping this grid activated with grace and ease. And visualize your portal door that you step through into your sacred space when you journey to connect with your guide. And step into that space and reconnect with your sacred space. Really get a good visual of it. What does it look like there? Are there trees, flowers, plants that get your attention, stones, water? Whatever you see is perfect. Just create a really palpable, tangible visual for you to work with. And invite in your guides into this space. Ancestors, beings of light, animal totems, the Minari, archangels, whoever, whatever you work with, invite them in, see them circling up around you in support. And also see if there's any new guides that want to get your attention. If you'd like to, you can take a moment and ask for gifts from your guides. Don't worry about if the gift makes sense. Just receive whatever they hand you, whatever they gift you. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart and breathe it in and embody that gift that they offer. After you've received your gifts, ask your guides what they'd like to show you, any places they'd like to take you, any healing they want to offer you. Just take some time to connect with them. Go on a journey with them to receive whatever is for your highest and greatest good right now in this moment. Be proactive. Ask questions. Thank you. Mariposa, mariposa, mariposa. Bachata, bachata, mariposa. Bachata, bachata, mariposa. Pukuna, pukuna, mariposa. Pukuna, pukuna, mani. Nyusakuna, nyusakuna, mani. Nyusakuna, nyusakuna, mani. Zestors, ancestors, mani. Ancestors, ancestors, mani. Limpia, 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 mani. Limpia, limpia, corazón, mani. Limpia, limpia, corazón, mani. Limpia, limpia mente, mami. Limpia, limpia mente, mami. Limpia, limpia cuerpo, mami. Limpia, limpia cuerpo, mami. La luna, la luna, mari. Mama cocha, mama cocha, mari. Mama cocha, mama cocha, mari. Pacha, mama, pacha, mama, mari. Mama, pacha, mama, mari. Waracocha, waracocha, mari. Waracocha, waracocha, mari. Ichi, kuichi, mari. Ichi kuichi mari. Mama ka pu mama ka mari. Mama ka pu mama ka mari. Tortu ga tortu ga mari. Tortuga, tortuga, mari. Abuela, abuela, mari. Abuelo, abuelo, mari. Sakai woman, sakai woman, mari. Sakai woman, sakai woman, mari. Medicina, medicina, mari. On aquí tomarás tu mamá. Aquí tomarás sin amar. No vas a amar sin amar. No vas a amar sin amar. Tu mamá era sin amar. Tu mamá era sin amar. Caja calma era sin amar. Caja calma era sin amar. Una mera sin amar. Una mera sin amar. Señora mera sin amar. Señora mera sin amar. Mapacho mera sin amar. Mapacho mera sin amar. Los árboles mera sin amar. Los árboles mera sin amar. Cristales mera sin amar. Cristos, cristos mera sin amar. Araña mera sin amar. Araña mera sin amar. Whale, whale, mera sin amar. Whale, whale, mera sin amar. Concha, uyua, mera sin amar. Concha, uyua, mera sin amar. Niños, niños, mera sin amar. Niños, niños, mera sin amar. Flores, flores, mera sin amar. Flores, flores, mera sin amar. Puma mera sin amar. Puma, puma mera sin amar. Condor, condor mera sin amar. Condor, condor mera sin amar. Serpiente mera sin amar. Serpiente mera sin amar. Serpiente mera sin amar. Serpiente mera sin amar. Plantas, plantas, mares. Plantas, plantas, marido. Así no me lo sino marido. Caballo me lo sino marido. Caballo me lo sino marido. Lobo, lobo, medicina, maridi. Lobo, lobo, medicina, maridi. Gato, gato, medicina, maridi. Leon, leon, medicina, maridi. Raven, raven, medicina, my lady. Raven, raven, medicina, my lady. Amaro, medicina, my lady. Amaro, medicina, my lady. Medicina, medicina, my lady. Medicina, medicina, my lady. Medicina, medicina, my lady. Medicina, medicina, my lady. Ah, cool. Woman, they have a latch. Hopic woman, they move. Hopic woman, they rinse pumpkins. Breathe into your bellies. Stay with your guides and your journey. And wherever you are in your journey, you start making your way back to your sacred space. When you're in your sacred space, surrounded by your guides, I'd like for you to invite in the spirit of Lion, a Leo. Might be a male lion, it might be a female lion, it might be a cub, it might be a pride of lions. Whatever you get is perfect. Invite in that lion medicine. Ask that lion energy to activate your solar plexus in such a way that you are fully embodied in human, divine, luminous form with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And feel yourself infuse into the body of that lion. Step into the body of that lion and become one with that lion. And feel what it feels like to have four powerful paws on the ground in a big, powerful, strong body. Your long tail. And if you're a male lion, you can shake your mane, your big, powerful, beautiful mane. And feel yourself walk as that lion, feel yourself run as that powerful lion, and embrace and embody the medicine of lion and the gifts that it has to offer you at this time. and activate your energetic grid as the lion. To really integrate and embody the sacred cat medicine, your powerful energies as a queen and a king. And as you shape-shift back into your divine human form, feel the medicine of that lion flow into your solar plexus. Feel that energy embodied in your solar plexus, your yellow sun energy right there in your solar plexus, embodied as a lion. Within your solar plexus, even as you're in human form, that lion is right there in your solar plexus. Breathe into your belly to fully integrate that medicine with grace and ease. Set the intention that the Minari will support and assist you in lighting your divine inner fire with grace and ease, and in such a way that you are filled with inspiration, devotion, motivation, forward movement with clarity and love and joy and ease and confidence and courage and personal power. You can feel that activating in your solar plexus and flowing out and activating your entire body energetic grid. And stay grounded while you do this. Stay in your body. Don't float away. You want to embody this medicine so that you can manifest in this third dimension with grace and ease in a very powerful, tangible way. And if you want, you can say out loud, I am inspired. I am motivated. I am powerful beyond measure. I am courageous. I am confident. I am fully embodied with grace and ease. I move forward on my journey with clarity. I am deeply blessed. I am free and clear. I am lion. Hear me roar. Rah. And breathe into that. Have fun with that energy. Have fun with that medicine. And feel your crown on your head, because you are the king and the queen of all of your journey. You are the king and queen of your story, of your experience, of your life. You're the king and queen of your medicine. You are royal. You are regal. You are powerful and proud with good medicine to share. Breathe into that. Allow yourself to really, really embody that understanding. and breathe into your bellies. And ask Lion if it has any more medicine, gifts, understandings, anything that Lion would like to share with you. Just allow yourself to receive. Breathe into your belly. Leon, Leon, activation. Leon, Leon, activation. Receiving an activation from Lion with grace and ease so that you carry this good medicine with you always. And breathe into your belly. When you're ready, you can tell Lion and your guides, thank you. You are more than welcome to have them continue to work on you after we complete. You're more than welcome to stay connected with them and continue to journey. Or you can tell them thank you and just ask them to continue to work with you, work on you, on your behalf, and bring them with you back through your portal door into your sacred space where you are sitting or lying down. And feel your guide circled up around you very tangibly right there in that space. And remember to bring Lion with you as well. Start working with this medicine over the next week. Really creating a personal relationship with the power and the dignity of Lion. When you're ready, you can close your portal door behind you. Feel your guides and the Lion circled up with you, and you can gently open your eyes. And when you're ready, I would encourage you to drink some water. But if you want to stay in your journey, I'm going to bid you all adieu, farewell, love you dearly, keep connecting with your guides, ground your energy. Let's turn off our laptops so you can just take a minute and ground your energy with this medicine fresh. So, Paige, if you will just in the recording, and we'll just quietly leave so that you can stay with the medicine you just